Hello, and welcome back to the program that helps you to learn and improve your American English. I'm Jim Tedder in Washington with a special program. Last week, China accused journalist and human rights activist Gao Yu of leaking state secrets. Some activists say China is using its laws to punish individuals who say things critical of the government. Today, we tell about the charges against the activist. We also report on rising tensions between China and Vietnam. Thousands of Vietnamese workers have taken part in anti-China protests this week. They oppose China's decision to deploy an oil rig platform to disputed waters in the South China Sea. The case against a Chinese activist and tensions between China and Vietnam. Those are our subjects today on As It Is. Let's get straight to the Gao Yu story. Mario Ritter joins us with details.
Chinese officials have charged journalist and human rights activist Gao Yu with leaking state secrets. Observers say she was arrested because Chinese officials do not like her comments about Chinese politics. They say officials are also unhappy about her activism in support of victims of the Tiananmen Square attacks. On June 4, 1989, the government ordered troops to shoot protesters who had gathered in the square. Since then, Chinese officials have taken steps to suppress efforts to mark the anniversary of the attacks. Earlier this month, Ms. Gao failed to appear at a meeting about the killings in Tiananmen Square. She had been expected to attend. About 15 people were present at the meeting. Police later arrested at least five of them. Other attendees have since been kept under house arrest. Soon after the meeting, Chinese state television reported Gao Yu had been charged with divulging state secrets. It showed images of her admitting to the charges. Amnesty International denounced the charges against Gao Yu. Amnesty called them a smokescreen to target activists. The group suggested that she admitted to the charges to protect her son. He disappeared on the same day she did. State media say the journalist gave secret documents to foreign publications. But officials did not say what was contained in the documents or which publications received them. Some observers have said the leak could be linked to a Communist Party policy paper called Document No. 9. They say she wrote about the document last year. Foreign reporters who saw the paper say it warned party officials to reject Western political values such as democracy, free media, and civil society. Wen Yunqiao is a Chinese blogger and activist. He says officials might use the document to punish her reporting of political struggles in China.
After the document was published, Gao Yu continued to write columns and released interviews to reveal inner struggles within China's power groups. I think that is what really enraged those in power.
China has seven kinds of state secrets. They include information about major policy decisions, science and technology, and military operations. Critics say the classifications are very general and give officials too much power to decide what information is a state secret. Last week, a migrant worker in southern China was given a 10-year prison sentence for selling military information. Reports say the man had bought secret military publications and had given pictures and other information to a foreigner. It is not known how he could have been able to get information said to be secret. Maya Wong is a researcher with the group Human Rights in China. She works in Hong Kong.
These cases bring out a lot of questions about China's state secrets law and the fact that state secrets law have often been misused and abused to prevent people from distributing and talking about publicly available information.
Ai Xiaoming is an independent filmmaker and an activist. She says the measures used by the government against activists this year show China's new leadership plans to end public criticism of the government.
It is a way for them to tune their domestic policies. They believe that they need to use these extremely intense methods to block any view that is different.
Tension is rising in Vietnam because of the country's dispute with China over a Chinese oil drilling platform. China has set up the machine in disputed waters in the South China Sea. Vietnamese media say the deployment has led to protests across the country. Reporter Marianne Brown is in Vietnam's capital, Hanoi, and Bob Doty has her story.
Local newspapers say thousands of workers took part in the protests. The demonstrators work at Hong Kong and Taiwanese factories in South Vietnam. They called for China to remove the oil rig from Vietnamese waters. The newspapers say a hotel at one seaside town refused Chinese travelers. They reported that some Vietnamese are canceling plans to visit China. Last weekend, hundreds of people demonstrated near the Chinese embassy in Hanoi. Similar protests were reported across Vietnam. State-controlled media usually provide only a small number of reports about Vietnamese relations with China. But there have been extensive reports on the dispute and the protests this week. David Brown is a Vietnam expert and a former American diplomat. He says the first reports about the oil rig incident seemed more restrained, but then quickly changed. The Vietnamese Communist Party has long noted the economic and political importance of what it calls the East Sea. The sea is believed to be rich in oil and natural gas. China's state-owned oil rig, HD981, was deployed to an area called Block 143. But that area is not being developed. Carl Thayer is with the Australian Defence Force Academy. He says that among oil industry officials, the area is not considered especially promising.
Block 143 is not being developed. As simple as that. Vietnam has made no real effort to do so. So in other words, they don't consider it, they're just arguing to maintain their exclusive economic zone. And if you go to the next block, there's operations going there. And ExxonMobil is a couple fields away.
Carl Thayer says the main issue is control of the area, not economic gain. This was the message repeated on local Vietnamese media last week. That message tied in with the government's policy of seeking international support to stop China and avoid military action. Prime Minister Nguyen Tan Dung released a statement at a meeting of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations. In his words, the extremely dangerous situation has been and is directly threatening peace, stability, and maritime security and safety in the East Sea. However, China's foreign ministry this week denied that the South China Sea is a problem between China and ASEAN members. Hua Chunying is a foreign ministry official. She says China has an agreement with ASEAN countries on guaranteeing safety in the area. I'm Bob Doty.
And I'm Jim Tedder in Washington, and this is VOA.